Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss for westdailyreader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail, throw West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 52 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of December 21st through December 27th in the Great American Old West. December 21st, 1940. An auto accident near the ranch at Mulhall, Oklahoma, takes rodeo performer Lucille Mulhall at 55 years. Her daddy was the famous Wild West performer pioneer, Zach Mulhall. Zach Mulhall's Congress of Rough Riders and Ropers, circa 1907. The ranch-raised Queen of the Western Prairie was one of the first women to compete with men in rodeo riding and roping events. She performed with Miller Brothers 101 Ranch Wild West Show and numerous others. She formed her own show in 1913 and her own rodeo in 1916. She quit performing and retired to the family ranch sometime around 1922. Queen of the Saddle, Rodeo Queen, and many other titles. Tip your hat. December 22nd, 1902. Dead in Denver, Colorado, Barney L. Ford, age 80, an escaped slave, he later became a prominent entrepreneur and black civil rights pioneer in Colorado. He is one of Colorado's most remarkable rags-to-riches tales, with his worth achieving some $250,000 by the 1870s. He later became the wealthiest man in Breckenridge, circa 1880s, and one of the richest in Colorado. A respected businessman and a friend to all, his portrait in stained glass is in the rotunda of the State Capitol Building in Denver, an acknowledgement of his exceptional citizenship, pioneering free enterprise, and philanthropy in the American West. His story is simply too big for the old West Daily Reader. Look him up. Tip your hat while you do it. December 23rd, 1872. American painter George Catlin, dead in Jersey City, New Jersey, at 76 years. Following earlier works, some published, Catlin began in the late 1820s to exercise a lifelong fascination with the Indians. A hardy traveler, he ultimately visited more than 50 tribes and left behind a great legacy of paintings and portraits of Native Americans, some 500 alone in the first group, 1830s to 1838. Catlin's story is far too big for the reader. Look up this early recorder of our past and marvel at his art. Tip your hat for this fella as well. December 24th, 1901, Phoenix, Arizona was the last stop for author, explorer, geologist, and mountaineer Clarence King in 59 years, leader of the 40th Parallel Survey, 1867-72. King also served as the first director of the U.S. Geological Survey in 1879. December 25th, 1866, riding 236 miles through hostile Indian territory in a blizzard, John Portuguese Phillips arrived at Fort Laramie with the news of the Fetterman Massacre and seeking relief for beleaguered Fort Phil Kearny. December 26, 1862. William Dully was the executioner as 38 Dakota Sioux Indians are executed at Mankato, Minnesota in the largest mass hanging in U.S. history, ending the six-week-long Dakota War. Hundreds more Indians were imprisoned or sent to out-of-state reservations. 392 men were found guilty. 303 were given death sentence. The remainder received jail time. President Lincoln commuted the sentences of 265 of them, those not guilty of rape or massacre. On this date, the Dakota prisoners mounted the extended scaffold, chanted their death song, and joined hands. The rope securing the trap doors was parted with an axe, and the men dropped as one. With the usual panoply of broken treaties, stolen payments, starvation, and murder, this completed the total theft of all Indian lands in the new state. December 27, 1936. Well-known Denver, Colorado madam Anna Gould, age 74, has smoked her last black cigar. Her parlor house at 1315 24th between Larimer and Market Streets was known as Goldie's, certainly the discreet entertainment center for the city's rich and powerful. As with many of the successful in her profession, she had a wide reputation for her charity and generosity. December 27, 1950, died Ollie P. L. Roberts, a.k.a. Brushy Bill, who claimed he was really Billy the Kid. Very controversial, with evidence on both sides of the question. Billy allegedly having been hatched in 59, Ollie would have been 91 and thereabouts years old. Look at the pictures. Is it him? What do you think? Then there's what Jesse Evans said. Yeah, this one won't die unless somebody clicks all the DNA in for various reasons. That will likely never happen. This is Program 52 for 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle pointing you trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.